Hi church, as I've said, two things are constant this year. One thing is that change is constant, and the second thing, by the grace of God, is Jesus is constant. And so we look to Christ in a very interesting year, and we're still doing church online and Sunday socials for the month of October at least, and we're taking it day by day, and we're walking by faith and not by sight. Thank you for journeying with us, and thank you for your grace, love, and patience. As we, as the church, grow together in this Holy Spirit series. I'm inviting you again to open up your heart and trust that the Lord will speak into it today and impart some faith. Now, you already know about our season in Malmesbury, and in those 5 years, the Lord was really pruning our heart and preparing us for ministry in a time such as this. And so in that time of 3.5 years without a real income and really day-to-day trusting God, as I knew that the Lord had been calling us into ministry, I was praying and praying every single day. And so I was trusting God to speak to me, as I believe the Lord is wanting to speak to you today and in this time. And so two things that constantly came up as I prayed, Lord, where are you going to send us? Lord, where are you going to plant us? Lord, where are we going to go serve in your kingdom? Two things came up the whole time. And one was a vision of a security complex that I stayed in when I was in high school in Durbanville in the northern suburbs called Sunningdale. And the other vision I constantly saw in prayer and prayer time with the Lord was that I was on a boat and then there was a mist. And as the mist lifted, each and every time I would see Table Mountain. And these two visions just came to me every single time that I prayed about it and earnestly seek the Lord of where he wanted to plant us, where he will be sending us. I didn't let him go. And to the day, if there's a promise of the Lord on my heart, I don't let the Lord go. I pray about it and I seek him and I really seek out his promises. And so these two things didn't make sense at the time and I couldn't figure them out. But the moment the call came in 2014 and the Lord had called us to this church and to guide and to lead this church community, I immediately knew that God beforehand had made clear what his heart was for me and my family. And so Sunningdale is a pretty obvious one. That's where we stay at the moment. And just the vision of Table Mountain is very obvious today as well, as we lead this congregation, Shofar Table View. And I was so thankful, childlikely thankful, that the Lord had showed me those two visions time and time and time and again, so that when the moment came and the breakthrough came and the call came, I knew it was of God. And that prophecies made a big impact in my life. And today I want to share about prophecy with you, the gift of prophecy. Now, before we move on, it is a very wide topic, and it's something that's really near and dear to my heart. And so we might take a couple of weeks and stand still on this gift so that the Lord can really bring it to full fruition in all of our lives. We already know that we're busy with the Holy Spirit series. We're busy with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Why the Holy Spirit? Well, in a year like this year, specifically this season, I think it's paramount that we understand who the Helper is. God said, I will give you the Helper. Christ said, it's good that I go, because when I go, God can send you the Helper. And so I want to understand the Helper. I want to know the Helper. I want to know what the Helper does. And I want to know the Helper, the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit personally. That's why we are standing still. That's why we're getting to know the Holy Spirit. That is why we want to know the Holy Spirit in our lives. We know already that the gifts of the Holy Spirit is in 1 Corinthians 12. And I just quickly want to read and recap before we move on to prophecy today. A demonstration of the Spirit is given to each person to produce what is beneficial. To one is given a message of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, a message of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, performing of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. And to another, different kinds of languages. To another, interpretation of languages. And so here in 1 Corinthians 12, we see 9 gifts given to the church, given to us as the children of the Lord, so that as we walk in it, it can be beneficial to others. It can be a blessing to others. Now, prophecy is probably something that is for some people either new, to other people maybe something that they fear, or to other people that something that they actually detest because they've been hurt so much by false prophecies or people not walking in love and not walking by the grace and the Spirit of the Lord. And so we want to look at all of these aspects. We want to make sure we know why we prophesy, how we prophesy, what happens to discern if something is really of God. Is this God speaking or not? What happens if we get hurt, and how do we distinguish what is actually beneficial and what is not? And so journey with us as we get to know the gift of prophecy much better in this time. Let's quickly pray. Lord, I thank you that we can gather together. Thank you, Father God, for the grace of your word and your spirit. Thank you, Lord, that you speak today to your people. Thank you, Lord, that you will speak to us personally and teach us and lead us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will lead us into all truth. Holy Spirit, thank you that you will help us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you will come and take the chaff away and show us what is pure and perfect and loving and godly when it comes to prophecy. Thank you that you will come and explain, that you will come and expand, that you will come and stir a longing, a desire for the gift of prophecy in our lives. I pray that not only can we walk in the fullness of the faith that we've been given, but Lord, may we walk in the fullness of the anointing and the gift of the Holy Spirit in our midst. Lord, I need to hear from you daily. I need a message from you daily. I need it in many moments. I need your flashlight. I need your light to come and shine, come and rhema into my life often. Please do so for everybody that says yes in their heart and want to receive this by faith today. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't think prophecy is, an added extra. It's not a bonus. It's not a nice add-on or an app. Prophecy, I believe, to the Christian, to the real, authentic disciple of Jesus Christ Christian, prophecy is as important to us as breathing is to the human. I cannot see how one can be a Christian, do the Christian life, follow God, unless prophecy is part of your life. Paul is as adamant as I am about prophecy, and we read in 1 Corinthians 14, and we've referred to it before, we read the following, and I want that to just come and stir something in your heart. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, and above all that you may prophesy. For the person who speaks in another language is not speaking to men but to God, since no one understands him. However, he speaks mysteries in the Spirit, and that we will deal with in a later sermon. But the person who prophesies speaks to people for edification, encouragement, and consolation. Other translations there says comfort. The person who speaks in another language builds himself up, but the one who prophesies builds up the church. I wish all of you spoke in other languages, but even more that you prophesied. And that's my prayer, that's my heart's cry, that in the next week or two or three even, that the Lord will stir a faith, that He will stir an understanding and give us an impartation that truly we can be a people that prophesy. As Paul says, that it is beneficial for everybody in the church. And why, you might ask? And we're going to look at that now. We see here that Paul says it's for the edification, for the encouragement, and for the comfort of those in the church, of fellow believers. Who of you cannot say that in 2020 you needed edification, encouragement, and comfort? Even today, listening to this message, you might be saying, Lord, come speak to me. Come give me a message, Lord. Give me a prophetic message that will again encourage me and comfort me and edify me. So why is prophecy so important? How has prophecy impacted your life? Have you ever received a prophetic word? Or are you thinking, what is this gibberish? What is this nonsense that Retief is talking about? I very simply can tell you this. Prophecy, godly, biblical, authentic, real, pure, loving, faithful prophecy has changed my life. It has not changed my life once. It's not changed my life twice. It has, for many, many years, changed my life continually. It has empowered me. It has stirred faith. It has helped me up. It has helped me across the line. It has helped me to carry on so many times. And looking at the definitions and further scripture just now, you will see why I believe it is as important for us as air is to the human being. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:3 that it will edify, encourage, and comfort you. So yes, I think everybody can say yes to that. Then in 2 Corinthians 3:17, the word says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, and where the Holy Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." So the second thing I want to just allude to is that, guys, wherever prophecy, authentic, real prophecy comes, freedom comes. Who of us cannot say that I need freedom? And then the third thing, which I believe is the heart of prophecy, we're going to look at just a bit later today together. Now, what is prophecy? Prophecy is very simply, if you need to cut it down, it is a message from God. What is a prophecy? A message from God. I thought in this week, it is a good father helping out his children. What is prophecy? It's just a good dad helping out his kids by communicating to them. How does he communicate prophetically? In various ways. We'll look at that. But just remember this. It's a good father helping out his kids. If my kids are in the dark, if they're in danger, I will speak, I will communicate, and I will impart something to them, a revelation to them that can help them in that situation. That is what prophecy does. It helps me and you when we're in the dark. It helps me and you when we do life. It helps me and you and the church through the gift of prophecy. Who can say no to that? Who cannot have a hunger to prophesy and to receive prophecy? Now, if you just Google it, the definition would be the following: a prediction of what will happen in the future. I think many of us would love to know what the future often holds. Yet, do we want to know what God's will for the future holds? And that's another key. We need to be humble when we seek out the Lord for prophecy. The gift of prophecy causes the individual to be a spokesperson for God. So either you receive a message from God through someone else, or then you can be the vehicle, you can be the person who the Lord uses to speak through. It is either for a foretelling the future or a forthtelling the will of God. Now, foretelling and forthtelling sounds very much the same, and in fact, they kind of blur lines and are very close related. But a foretelling is just when I know the future by the grace and the supernatural grace of God, and I share it with somebody else. I know what the future holds, and I know what will happen in the future. A forthtelling is when you action the future. In other words, you speak by the grace and by the Spirit of God. You action the future. You action the will of God by speaking His will. Remember, God created all of mankind. He created all of the universe by speaking. And so there's great power in the tongue. Life and death, we know the word says, is in the tongue. And then when the Spirit of the Lord graciously come upon you, you can foretell something into existence. And you can rule and reign with the Lord in heavenly places, the word says. And so more often than not, prophecy is a foretelling of what will happen in the future. But it can also be a forthtelling where you action in the future. Now, a good testimony example is when I got saved, I was a total mess. I came from varsity and was broken relationships, just broken everywhere. And didn't look that way, but I was. And so I knew that I didn't feel in right standing, and I wasn't in right standing with God until I obviously received Jesus into my life. And so I received many prophecies in that time by the grace of God. Things that foretold my future. Things that the Lord saw in me. Things that encouraged me. Things that uplifted me and comforted me. But I remember one day specifically where Edna and Yaniku, a good friend of ours, just prayed over me and prophesied. And I will never forget the moment where they spoke over me that my new name in the Lord is Faithful Warrior in Christ. And I know that I didn't look like, didn't smell like, didn't remotely resemble anything like somebody that might be faithful, fighting for the cause of the kingdom of the Lord. And even to the day, I need absolute grace to do that. For one might stumble and fall, but the Lord upholds you. But in that moment, I didn't see that. I didn't feel that. I didn't even think that. But God came and He foretold the future. and he foretold who I was. And I could decide in that moment, am I going to receive this by faith? And so in that spoken word, faith was released. I received it by faith. And later on in my life, the Lord started to work that out. And obviously, he will continue to work that out. So it was both foretelling and foretelling of who he called me to be. Who does the Lord say you are? I believe there's many that might listen to this message and you don't even know how God sees you. I would love God to prophetically speak over you of your true identity in him. Let the scripture, but also the spirit, talk to you in this time. Now, the Strong's definition of the Greek is prophetes. Prophetes is very obviously prophecy or prophet. Now, if you break that just very quickly, pro is before. And phetes, the end word, there is to make clear. So if I can just narrow it down and make it very simple, it is to beforehand make clear. How cool is that? So as I started off today, my example of moving to this area and living here, beforehand, pro, phetes, the Lord made clear that we're going to live in Sunningdale and we're going to lead this congregation by giving me two visions. And so a prophecy is when the Lord beforehand makes clear what will happen. And that, I think, is something that we all need. Prophecy, the gift of communication and enforcing the revealed truth of God. So it's the revealed truth of God that is given to you. Who does not daily need the revealed truth of God? I daily need the revealed truth of God. Now, prophecy is in the Word. In the Old Testament, firstly, and then obviously in the New Testament. And so we always, when it comes to the gifts and when it comes to anything spiritual, the handbook and the map for us is the Word. And so we look to the Old Testament and we clearly see that prophecy was in the Old Testament. As conservatively judged to be around 300 cases or verses of prophecies about the Messiah is found in the Old Testament. Somebody has gone as far to say about 550 verses might be reflecting a prophetic truth about the Messiah coming. And so firstly, when we look at the Old Testament, prophecy there was used to prophesy about the coming of the Messiah. And Jesus Christ, in his earthly ministry and coming to earth, fulfilled each and every one of those. That is exciting. That is good evidence. That is a good witness. So first in the Old Testament, we see that prophecy was used to reflect and say and show how the Messiah will come to us as mankind. Jeremiah 23 verse 5 says, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In this days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called, the Lord is our righteousness." And we all know today that that is the Messiah, that is our Jesus Christ. And so today it's easy for us to see, but in those days before Christ even appeared, there was times where the Lord would say, hold on, here's my revealed truth. Here's the pro making clear, the prophetic of the Messiah coming to you. Just hold on. So that was the first thing in the Old Testament. Secondly, in the Old Testament, prophecy was used to what? Bring the hearts of the people back to God. Bring the hearts of the people back to God. And still today, it is the same for us. Isaiah 44:22 says, "I have blotted out your transgressions like a cloud and your sins like mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you." And we can look at Amos, we can look at Jonah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, Malachi. And each and every time, it is God speaking to his children, saying, hey, bring your hearts back to me. Because unfortunately, our hearts will often just venture away. We'll just steer away. We'll just drift away. And then the Lord just comes and he brings back our hearts to him. Now, in the New Testament, there's still prophecy. It did not change much from the Old Testament, but where prophecy was reserved for the priests and the prophet in the Old Testament, now the Lord says, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and all people believing in Christ, receiving the Holy Spirit, and by the grace of the Lord, can now prophesy, not only certain people. 1 Corinthians 12:11 All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, everybody. And all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. And so in the New Testament, where we are currently at, in the New Covenant dispensation, everybody has the potential, as they believe in Christ and receive the Spirit, to also prophesy. And so that should encourage you to say, yes, Lord, use my life. Now, quickly, let's distinguish. As we see in the Old and the New Testament, you have a prophet and then you've got the gift of prophecy. And we need to distinguish between these two in the New Covenant dispensation. You know already there's the fivefold ministry, of which office of the prophet is one in the church. Needs to be acknowledged by the eldership and the people in the church and those around him to say, hey, there's an anointing, a blessing of you, and the Lord has called you for the office of the Spirit. And so it will not only be seen by the Spirit, but it will also be seen by men. That is one thing to be a prophet, but it's another thing to have the gift of prophecy. And there you do not have to be in the office of a prophet, but you as a believer with the Holy Spirit can desire the spiritual gift and can then prophesy. It does, however, not mean that if you've got the gift of prophecy and if you really have prophesied very accurate messages of God into people's life, that you are a prophet. I think one needs to steer clear or be very careful before you jump into that and say and put up your hand or think that you might be a prophet. I'd be very careful to do that, and one would need to do that in assembly of believers in your church context. But it's important to distinguish between the two. Now, the heart of prophecy is so important, I believe. The heart of prophecy, if you look at Bible school, the goal of prophecy can be many things. I'll quickly read some of them, but then we're going to get to that third point I mentioned earlier that I believe is so important, that can also demystify and debunk a couple of unnecessary things when it comes to prophecy for us. Now, firstly, prophecy can be used to bring a revelation of Jesus Christ, to bring unity in the faith, to bring correction and conviction, for edification, exhortation, and comfort, as we said earlier. To give direction, it can bring preparation, it can bring separation, impartation, and prediction. And so prophecy can do all of those things, but the heart of it, I believe, we find in Revelation 9:10. And let's read together that we can quickly break that open. Then I fell down at his feet to worship him, but he said to me, "You must not do that. I am a fellow servant with you and your brothers who hold to the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, the first time I read that, I was totally confused. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. But I think if we stop and we break it down, it's actually so important and easy to understand. So there's two parts here. Firstly is the testimony of Jesus. The second part is the spirit of prophecy. Now, what is the testimony of Jesus? Remember, context, we are teaching about and learning about the gift of prophecy. We want to be a people that prophesy. And here we see the scripture referred to the testimony of Jesus. So what is the testimony of Jesus? The testimony of somebody is the witness of somebody. If you go look again at the Greek, the word here is martyria. Now, martyria can be the witness, the record, the account, or the testimony of somebody. And now one can stand still and say, what did Jesus do? What was his witness? What was the record that he left for us? And if you should cut that down, what it boils down to for me is that Jesus came down to earth to restore the broken relationship between fallen man and God their Father. He came to pay the perfect price so that me and you can be reunited in relationship with God the Father. That's the main thing of his witness for me. That is the main thing that I see when I think of the Messiah, when I think of Christ, is he came to restore me back to my Father. He came so that I can be restored in relationship and so that I can have the Spirit that cries out, Abba, Father. That's the witness of Jesus. That's his record for me. We can then also see it is Isaiah 61. He came to set the captive free, heal the brokenhearted, give them beauty instead of ashes, let the blind see, the deaf hear, etc. He also came, Luke 19:10, to seek and save the lost. And then John 10:10, which says that the enemy came to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus came to give life and life in abundance. So the record, the witness of Jesus is that he gave us relationship with God back. It is that he forgave us our sins. It is that he came to seek and save the lost. That he comes and redeems and restores all. That is comforting. That is uplifting. And that really encourages my heart. And so I think you can start to slowly see that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now quickly, what is the spirit of prophecy? The spirit of something, if I can just use layman terms here, is the heart of something. There's an atmosphere at a place. You can say, this is the heart of this place. This is the heart of this family. This is the heart of this company. This is the heart of this church. And so very simply put, what Jesus did, this his witness, what he did is the heart of prophecy. Hear me out. What Jesus did, what he stands for, and what he still does today is the heart of prophecy. For me, firstly, he restored us to relationship with God. A God, a loving Father, being reunited with his kids to hear his voice and for them to be heard. And not only to be heard, but to hear him. So for me, if we should cut away all other stuff, if we should humble ourselves, it's a dad helping out his kids by talking to them. It is what Jesus died for. It is who Jesus is. Who Jesus is the heart of prophecy. It's very simple. Now, I'm stirred up to say, Christ, I want you to not only come into every situation where I need restoration with the Lord, where I need to hear and see him and be encouraged by him, but for the broken world out there, for the broken loved ones that I know, is there a prophecy? Is there a prophecy that can be a piece of Jesus to them? Is there a chunk of Christ that I can give to somebody so that they can see the revealed truth of God? The revealed truth of who God is and the revealed truth of who they are in God. For the spirit of prophecy is very clear when we just look to Christ. Forget all the other stuff. It's not when somebody says, thus says the Lord. It's not when you put it on a meme. It's not when you shout. It is even when you whisper. But when you've got the heart of Christ. For the witness, the record of Jesus, who he is the spirit of prophecy. I want to grow in the gift of prophecy. And I want to trust that you will also grow in this gift. Why do we prophesy? Because we want to share Jesus. Why do we share Jesus? Because it's the ultimate restoration in relationship between God and a person. God and one of his children. And there's no such beauty, there's no such party in heaven when somebody is firstly returned to their God. There's a party in heaven. And then from there, daily one can walk prophetically so that the Lord can encourage you, that he can uplift you, that he can comfort you, that he can bring freedom. And all who Jesus is can become part of your life, but not only your life, through your life, to the church and to other people. I think that's good news. I think that's a good heart in prophecy. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for this time together. Thank you, Lord, that prophecy is clearly in your word in the Old and New Testament. Firstly, referring to Christ, but then also returning hearts back to you. Lord, and again, we can in the New Testament see that with a gift given to us, it is actually just Jesus constantly bringing restoration, restoration, restoration. Lord, please prophesy. Please speak to us. Please come and give us messages daily that we can live by. And please let Jesus and His fullness be a part not only of our lives, but of other people's lives. Lord, I want to fully flow and fully walk in the measure of the gift of prophecy that You want to give me. And I pray that for each and every person that's listening that would like that as well. God coming into our darkness and shining the light of Jesus Christ so that we can see God and that we as Your children can see the kingdom come. Lord, have Your way. Have Your way, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's a good Father speaking to His children. It's a good Father helping out His kids. It's a good Father that through the grace of Christ and the witness of Jesus brings unity and restoration unto mankind. That's good news. That's a good heart. Let's be a prophesying people.